This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There you go. Mom songs.
Yeah.
Mom songs. Mother's Day is Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to some sports Jeopardy here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well.
Yeah, I love how Joe said they're standing right there.
Yeah, I see them standing.
Yeah, let's see them standing right there.
How do they look?
Yeah, who's standing out, Joe?
Healthy.
Oh my God, those are the questions. Like, who's doing what up there? Huh? Who's like?
I will say this. It's going to be fun to have the fans back at training camp this year.
Yes.
The Falcons are really happy that the fans weren't at training camp.
You know, we talked about that already.
Because who's standing out? Whatever. Sometimes it's overblown. You would have seen Penix's arm, and you would have seen Cousins' arm, and there would have been some conversation.
You've seen some BBs out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Since Kirk came to the start of voluntary workout, he's going to be there for mini camps and stuff?
I would assume.
What if he goes number with the twos?
Ooh. He would.
Ooh.
I mean, he's a backup.
Who's the other guy? Who's the other quarterbacks on the roster? DelVecchio's there, right?
Yeah. DeVito or
something
like DelVecchio. That.
DelVecchio.
Who is DelVecchio?
DiNucci?
DiNucci.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
One of those guys.
Yes, DelVecchio.
Some kind of Italian
DelVecchio,
name.
So that's from Passenger 57.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. DelVecchio.
DeVito's Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Emory Jones.
Emory Jones. Sorry.
These are the guys that are there right now with the rookies.
They just signed a guy, right? They signed a guy like last week or the week before, and I forget what his name was. So that's helpful.
Yeah.
Well, you talking about Easton Stick?
That's what it is.
Well, that's the
Easton
guy. Yeah.
Easton Stick.
He's like probably your
Easton Stick's gonna be backup quarterback
when you ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might when you know Kirk Cousins gets traded,
I would not be surprised if this happens that Kirk is gonna be the emergency quarterback. That's trade bait. You can't risk him.
Right. You can't get him hurt.
But at the same time, you know.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully you can get Kirk out of here before any of that happens. But, who knows?
Yeah, and maybe they're just waiting for school to end. School's not the end. You got the 3 more weeks?
Maybe that'll put a little.
How many weeks we got to school?
Couple weeks.
Couple weeks? Okay.
I mean, they're in the home stretch at pre-K. They're making tie-dye shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They're not doing any more learning.
22nd? Okay.
Learning's over.
It's crazy because Kai's graduation. I'm like, when did Kai graduation come? On a Tuesday. Like, Tuesday? That's when my baby girl graduated from high school. And then the twins are graduating that Saturday at 9 o'clock. I'm like, hold on. What happened to Friday at 8?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
weekends.
Yeah, what happened to Friday
Saturdays.
At 8? Tuesday.
I guess limited access to the facility?
I guess.
Where did they graduate at?
From this, it's on the campus of West Georgia. The
gymnasium, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that is what it is. Probably a lot of high schools.
Probably.
Where did you guys graduate at?
In the damn gym.
In the gym?
You know, I mean,
at the high school gym?
The auditorium at Peach County High.
Really?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Was 327 on the t-shirt. I think 190 walked.
All right. It's about half.
Yeah. 190 walked.
Well, you know, sometimes with the library fees, they don't let you walk.
Yeah, that could be it.
If you haven't paid off all your, you know.
No, I take that back. It was 197, but it was like It wasn't a lot of people walking.
Okay.
I say it like that.
Everyone got cheered for it.
Yeah.
And everyone got their moment.
Yeah, I ain't going to try to put my
we got to walk. We got to walk at the Seahawks stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was down on the field, and then the parents were all up in the stands and stuff. It was pretty cool. Got to get down there on the field. They said, the one thing you can't do is go on the field. So we snuck a football into the robe, and we went on the field.
You were that guy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I caught a touchdown. Yeah. It was the only touchdown I was ever going to catch. So I caught a touchdown. What were they going to do? Not let me graduate? I already graduated. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So before I get to John Jones, let me dispel an internet rumor real fast. Circulating the interwebs this morning, somebody was saying that Jordan Hudson had been banned from UNC facilities. UNC has released a statement saying that this is not – while she's not an employee for the University of North Carolina, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university.
Again, said it on Tuesday. That's why he stopped believing everything they say about this girl.
Yeah, well, it was just a weird report anyway because it did seem like semantics the way that it was reported, and then it turns out that it is. Like, if you're not an employee of the football program, I mean, technically we're all banned from the North Carolina football facility, right? Like, I can't just walk in there, but I'm not actually banned. Like, banned is a very specific thing, right? Like, Tyrese Halliburton's dad is banned from the rest of the playoffs.
Right.
But I'm banned from the game if I don't have a ticket, but it's not the same thing, you know? That's not what it is. I don't know. I don't know why people care.
Yes.
Who cares?
Because, man, that story is like a fire where it's like moss, like just flying
I
on
guess so. I'm not. I'm a moth over here.
That's where he should be. John Jones, 37 years old, just fought a guy in November. Dana White comes out and says he's supposed to fight in 2025. TMZ catches up to John Jones. Now, a preface to this statement, because I had to cut out some of the audio. If you go look at the nerds that are trying to piece together 100 individuals to fight a gorilla, and they're picking like all these badass fighters and Brock Lesnar's, and John Jones is one of the top people on everybody's list.
Okay.
He's a UFC fighter. He's a badass. Certified.
Right.
So TMZ approaches John Jones and tells him this. Now, John Jones has a very weird aspect of where he would want to be in this fight, and I can't say that I agree. And somebody might want to check on the mental health of one John Jones.
100 men definitely beats up a gorilla. That's how big, huh?
John's right, so you know what's going to happen to the first wave, right?
John's one of the baddest some duns I've ever seen. This man is a genuine badass, and he is genuinely crazy, too. And it ain't just him talking.
Sense,
No, he crazy. You got everybody know John crazy and everything like that. As good as he is, it ain't gonna happen. Like you ain't finna like slide tackle or slide kick a damn gorilla and get him on the ground.
Surely that's not what he thinks he can do.
You're gonna break your damn leg.
But at least though, we got the answer, because that was always the question: is who's gonna go first? No one wants to.
Right.
Well, it turns out somebody does.
Sounds
like
will.
The first wave, however many people are in that wave, most of them are gonna be unrecognizable or
that's
unidentifiable.
Right. But at least we found a volunteer.
He's gonna rip your damn face off.
At least we found a volunteer to be one of the people that tries to tire him out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because every other part of the conversation has been like, well, no one's going to want to go first. John said I would. Find some more Johns.
Don't rip your damn face off, man. You better stop messing with that damn monkey.
What a weird – I mean, I love it because it's fun and we have conversations like this all the time. But, like, it's such a weird one to kind of sweep the pop culture of the country.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This has been talked about by everyone.
I saw a breakdown of it. I was like, what the hell? They had like an AI type thing with it. I was like, what the hell's going on?
I've actually listened to a bunch of nerdy like animal experts on this. So it turns out that gorillas don't really have that high of endurance after all.
That's what I was told also.
Yes.
People kept telling me.
But why do they think this? I don't know. I can see them not being aggressive by nature.
You know what I've seen them be?
I've seen them be aggressive when another gorilla freaking pounds his chest at them.
Hey, Bo, you know when they get tired? When they fighting other damn gorillas. You know why?
Probably.
Because they're just as strong as them. I'd be helping and puffing too, damn it.
I just hope we're pretty, you know.
No, somebody's about to get their arms.
We're pretty dumb right now. Like, this is about as dumb as we've ever been.
Somebody's gonna get their arms ripped.
Somebody's gonna do something dumb.
Yep.
I really hope it doesn't happen.
When's the movie gonna come out?
A frat house is gonna get killed.
I just really hope
this
doesn't
happen. We took 100 criminals and put them in a cage.
Because every scenario is bad. The scenario where a gorilla kills a whole bunch of people, that's bad. Okay, the scenario where people kill a gorilla, that's also bad. Like, no matter what the outcome is, it's really bad. And we're just really dumb right now. So I just really hope it doesn't happen. All right, let's get to
this is gonna be a frat house.
Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Landis is going to jump the wall. There's going to be blood and damn Dockers everywhere. Randy.
Topsiders and shin bones.
Hell yeah.
All right, a couple Mother's Day focused Sports Jeopardy questions.
All right.
Then we'll get to just regular Sports Jeopardy questions. What former Oklahoma State basketball star who was no relation to Steph has the shortest career in NBA history at just 39 seconds? He has his unique name because his mother could not decide between Leon or James as a first name.
Randy. Gian?
That is incorrect.
I'm assuming his last name is Curry. I don't know. Legion Curry?
That's also incorrect. Jameson Curry. Do you remember him?
Nope.
Nope.
No?
Oh. No,
I thought you guys would remember him. Jameson Curry.
Okay.
Which basketball star returned to the Houston Comets just 6 weeks after giving birth? Andy.
Cynthia Cooper.
Incorrect.
Randy. Was it Tina Thompson?
Incorrect. And eventually led them to the 97 WNBA title. Cheryl Swoops.
Oh!
Duh.
Dang it.
Duh.
Cynthia Cooper was on that team, though.
Yes, what? Yes. In the movie Air, focused on Michael Jordan and his relationship with Nike, actress played the role of Jordan's mother, Dolores?
Oh, right, I can see her and I can't.
It's right. I can see it. It's, oh, God.
She's been in so much stuff.
She's freaking awesome.
And she was amazing
she's
in
awesome.
That
movie.
EGOT winner.
She's amazing.
Oh, is she really? Wow.
Oh, she's amazing, gracious. Too. I got
it. I can't think of her name.
Oh, God.
What's her name? I don't know.
I can't come up with it. It's all right.
This is going to pay both
gonna
you
hurt.
Guys.
It's going to hurt. It's
Viola
hurt.
Davis.
Yep. Oh, yep. Viola
I know.
Davis. Yep. Dang it.
Yep.
God.
Could.
Sorry to everyone out there that knew that. Screaming at their radios, too.
Because
there's so many people that knew the answer to that one.
She's freaking awesome.
She's amazing. No disrespect. She's
making awesome. Headlines earlier this week, which U.S. women's soccer star just announced she is pregnant
Randy.
With her first child, Randy?
Dansby Swanson's wife.
Mallory Swanson. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
That is correct.
Good for them.
I had no clue what her first name was.
Mallory,
I'll
right?
give it to you.
Yeah, ain't no you going to give me nothing. You better go to the next question.
In the 2024 Olympics, which former track star and mom who has 11 Olympic medals.
Oh, there's 11 kids.
Bam.
11 Olympic medals. Oh. Partner with Pampers to open the first Olympic Village nursery for Olympian parents.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
You said she has 11 medals?
11 Olympic medals, former track star.
Oh.
Andy. Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Incorrect.
Randy. Oh, no.
For a 2-0 lead.
I don't know.
Allison Felix.
Oh!
I know.
God. She's been
love Allison Felix. That sucks. Feel really bad about this one.
All right. These are the two questions I mentioned to Randy. He does not know the questions, but it was a moment of shame for me.
Okay.
I missed these two at trivia, so now we'll see if you can get them.
Okay.
What was the first NFL team to feature cheerleaders?
Randy. The Cowboys.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Would have been my guess.
Yeah, that was our guess at trivia, too.
I know it ain't Green Bay. Nobody wanted to see them women back then.
Just trying to think like an owner who is innovative. I don't know. The Giants?
Incorrect. The Colts.
Okay.
Really?
This was back when they were in Baltimore.
Right. Hersey, Mr. Hersey? Because his dad owned the Colts, didn't he?
I don't know their history.
Yeah.
Or else I would have gotten this question. Which NBA team's name was decided in a vote in 1986 in which one of the runner-up names was Polar?
Polar?
Polar.
The Magic.
That is incorrect.
Which, so that was Polar?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Polar Bear.
Oh, yep.
So read the question again.
Which NBA team's name was decided in a vote in 1986 where the runner-up was Polar?
Okay.
By the way, this is the last question. Randy's already got the win in the bag.
1986.
That's where I was going. It's like what team kind of started around then.
The Miami Heat.
That is incorrect. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah.
Polar. Randy wins 1-0.
Well, that was a poor showing.
Another twerking.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Friday.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
1-0?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
It ain't the first.
No, it's not. It's been a while, though. Yeah. It's been a while since it's been that bad. All right. That's an appropriate Mother's Day song. It's another good Mother's Day song.
I wish.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.